855-905-8255. Bonjour, Paige.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, bonjour. So what's going on with your boyfriend? How can I help you?
So we've been talking about moving in together, and he wants me to move into his place because it's bigger, it's nicer, but I have a nicer bed, so I wanted to, you know, bring my bed and then, like, put his in the extra room. He has a lot of stuff, and he doesn't seem willing to want to get rid of any of it, and that doesn't feel like it would be our apartment. It just feels like I'd be moving into his place. And I suggested getting a whole new apartment so that it would be our place. And then he kind of mentioned that, like, in a roundabout way, he said, like, I don't really want to get rid of any of my stuff in case we break up. And I kind of feel like it's a red flag.
I wouldn't say so much it's a red flag. I think it's a time to talk and talk about the future. Like, do we really want to move in together with that spirit, or do we want to find a nice compromise? And for that, I would advise for each of you to take a notebook and consider this I really want inside the home. This, he can put his bed in the storage, so if there's a breakup, if that's his fear, that's the compromise. So it's like 50-50, right? So when it comes to living together, I always say when it comes to decor, you have to compromise. So this for you is a must. For him, it's a must. And then, you know, you make it both of your home. If you guys are not ready for that, then don't move in together and, you know, give yourself another 6 months. If it's time, it's time. If it's not working out, then it's time to break up. But I would not break up over that right now. I would try to find a nice compromise and find a way to make it work.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And remember that when there is too much emotion, just write things down. Don't argue over it. Just exchange, you know, a notebook with or a page with what you want, and he can do the same for you. That avoids the verbal confrontation that is sometimes difficult and painful when it comes to getting to compromise, where emails or notebooks or just a note helps so much the other person to think about what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Paige. Thank you so much for calling, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Simon. You too.
Coming up, I'm going to go answer Faith's voicemail because she has a question for me about a guy, and I want to help her. So her voicemail is next.